KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A game surging in popularity among high schoolers has people calling the police. I'm KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington.
Second, we're learning the updated number of arrests made at the U of U protest last night. The university says 19 people were arrested, four of them students, one faculty. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Getting reports of a possible new accident westbound I-80 near State Street and the I-15 junction. I am starting to see backups going from 7th East to I-15. But if you are traveling I-15, delays are already setting in from Murray to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies today with temperatures running a solid 5 to 7 cooler than yesterday. I'm Matt Johnson.
57 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests and arrests at several campuses as pro-Palestinian demonstrations escalate. At New York's Columbia University, students defying a deadline to clear out of encampments and now barricaded themselves inside a hall when officials began suspending them for violating campus policy. ABC's Ike Ajachi is there.
They're saying they're not going to come out. They're refusing to come out until Columbia University acquiesces to their demands. One of the main ones being the university divesting from Israel. Something Columbia said that they will never do.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jordan today meeting with Arab leaders and pushing for Hamas to accept Israel's latest ceasefire and hostage release proposal. In New York, a judge in the hush money trial fining Donald Trump $9,000 for violating a gag order. The trial resumed today with a banker and former lawyer testifying about payments made to keep Trump's alleged affairs from voters ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse.
This case is not being made by political opponents of the former president, as he often claims, but by people who have been around him for most of his adult life. And that's going to continue perhaps later in the trial.
Hardline Republicans could call for an ouster vote as early as today against House Speaker Mike Johnson for working with Democrats on key legislation, but they may not have the votes.
Top Democrats now say they'll vote to table a vacate motion from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She is a legislative arsonist.
Conference Chair Pete Aguilar says it's time to turn the page from what he and fellow Democratic leaders call pro-Putin Republican obstruction. Greene says she'll call the vote anyway to put members on the record. Speaking for himself, Speaker Mike Johnson says he hasn't asked the Democrats for help or made any promises.
No, there's no deals at all.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Volatile storms continue to push across the South and Midwest, and cleanup continues where tornadoes struck. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As we've been reporting, the Biden administration is expected to ease federal restrictions on marijuana. Right now, it's classified as a dangerous drug alongside heroin. With this change, it'll be reclassified as a less serious drug akin to, say, Tylenol with codeine. Joining us live from University of Utah, Valerie Ahanonu, Senior Manager for the Center for Medical Cannabis Research. Thanks for joining us. Is this a welcome move by the Biden administration?
Yes, I think for researchers, it's a huge step forward to allow for them to have more access to products that are actually real world. And that's been quite a hold up for the progress towards actually understanding the mechanisms of cannabis and its potential for treatment. So this is a really great move as far as research goes.
What is the practical implication of this reclassification should it happen? I mean, doomsayers are going to think it means everybody's going to be getting high on the sidewalks. Is that what we're talking about, or is it something different?
No. So this does not change the federal status. And so currently we operate under state laws to allow for people to have access from the patient perspective. So it does still hold up to those standards, and it will allow access for people within medical programs and recreational programs, the same as we've seen before. Really, the differences that we'll see are the aspects of research and also banking. So it should actually hopefully lead to opportunities for our industry partners to have safer options when it comes to actually taking in funds and keeping them safe in, from that perspective. And it should allow for researchers to have a bit of an easier process as they go into the, DEA applications that they have to put in order to access product.
I think what you were talking about business, you're talking about in states where it's legalized, those businesses can't use the banking system because federally marijuana is prohibited.
Exactly, yes.
Thanks so much for joining us. Valerie Ahanonu, Senior Manager for the Center for Medical Cannabis Research. We appreciate it. KSL News Time 320.